Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine the world without men? And let me go further and say, can you imagine the world without fathers? We want to thank God for all father figures. My mother, Dr. Christy Dota, to send me a message among the very first people who sent me a Father's Day message. And she has done this for many years. And I always reply and said, Mom, you have been a father to me. You are a woman and a mother, but you have always been a father to me. Yeah. When I finish today, you will understand why. I celebrate God for all the fathers in Zion. My own spiritual fathers, Reverend Steve and Stanley Mensah, and all the fathers in Zion in this particular country, we want to thank God for your lives. If I want to go into names, we will not finish. Yeah. Since I do not have a biological father, Mama Rita's father is a very treasured father to me now. So, Mr. Alex Helm, today I celebrate you. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. All right. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We're transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and only sister station around the country, including the city of Tamale on Sweet Flow 102.1 FM. We're also live on Amansan Television. Ladies and gentlemen, we give God the glory for the lives of everybody who have joined us also on YouTube and on Facebook. Good morning to all of you, Facebook Live. We give God the glory for your lives. And this morning, I celebrate all the people that have joined us live on podcast. Thank you very much. It's a great honor and a privilege and a blessing. We had a very powerful praise and worship. Thank you very much. You can take your positions. I appreciate you. Let me go to the scripture, and the love and the grace of God will be a portion. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we came to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We are here to see Jesus. I go further and read Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, the Bible said, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. This, I believe, is the most relevant scripture in the Bible in this particular season. Because of the things that are going on around. Jesus said, when the weather is cloudy and gloomy, you can predict and say it is going to rain. When the sun is blasting and shining, you can say that it is going to be a very great summer season. But you cannot tell the season in which you are living in. How come that this generation cannot tell the season in which we are living in? This is the end time season. This is the last days. This is are the days that are going to usher in the coming of the Lord. This is the season or the generation of the day of the Lord. I am reminding every viewer and every listener, there is a heaven and it is real. There is a hell and it is real. Death is inevitable. Judgment, it is unavoidable. Everybody listening to me will face the judgment seat of Christ. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. Say a good amen. On Father's Day, the W3 edition, I am going to use the opportunity to read you Hebrews chapter 12, verses number 22, 23, 24, possibly to 25. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 22. The reason is because of the synopsis or the concept I am driving at by the revelation of God's word this morning. So I'm going to use the opportunity for us to be able to proceed to that. The Bible said, you have come to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the church of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that speak on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. So he has mentioned some very vital revelations in here. He has mentioned that there is a heaven. He has mentioned there is an earth, the realm in which we are living in right now. He has made a very emphatic reiteration that we have come to Mount Zion. Anybody that enters into the house of the Lord has come to the place of Zion. We have come immediately. We enter into the church of Jesus Christ. We have come to a city. We have come to the city of the living God. We are now standing in the heavenly Jerusalem. We are now in the midst or in the middle of innumerable company of angels. We are in the general assembly, the church. Yeah, we are in the general assembly, the church, the firstborn, which is written in heaven. There are things written in heaven. Whether you believe it or not, there are things that are written in heaven. Like Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 12. The Bible said, and I saw the dead, great and small, that are standing before God. And the Bible said the books were open, and another book will be open, which is the book of life. And the Bible said the dead will be judged out of the things which are written. There are things written in heaven. The other day when Jesus sent the men all around, the Bible said when they returned unto Jesus with a report, they celebrated, and whilst they were enthused and elated about the things that happened in the apostolic mission or the evangelistic mission that they took, Jesus said, do not rejoice that demons bow down to you. Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Your names are documented in heaven. You know, whilst we are expostulating God's word, the world have become, you know, too sophisticated that we have thrown away the things of God, the love of God, and above all, the Christ. So the pulpit does not talk about him anymore. I have sat down and listened to so many prophets. They can speak for 1 hour and Jesus is not the focus. I sit down and I'm listening to a bishop preaching for 1 full hour and Jesus is not the focus. Then I realize how divergent we have become. I'm reminding you that this is a purely English service, so if I don't speak our language, please understand. The next service is a purely tree service. That is where we can, you know, go into all that. Say a good amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. How digressive we have become. So we have taken or hijacked the church away from the Lord. And you go as on them here, and we'll tell you about it and we'll hear. Very interesting. And so we preach materialism. You will get a car. You will get a house. You will be great. They think that when you go to America, you are great. When you go to Germany, you are great. I'm reminding the church, come back to your first love. The material gain is not the reason why we come to church. We are not here because we want a visa. We are not here because we want a husband. We are here to work out our own salvation with fear and with trembling. We are here to solidify the finished work of the cross. That is why we are here. Oh, I'm making you disappointed now. And that is why we sing nonsensical songs and all that kind of thing. You know, and sing crazy madness, absurdity. And that is why most of your gospel music lack the spirit and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is why diabetes is with you in mass numbers. That is why the sick are still with us and we cannot get them healed. And now when somebody is sick, we ask them, have you seen the doctor? Where is the God of healing? Where is Jehovah Rapha? Where is the God of miracles? Where is the God that we preach about? Where is the God that does miracles? Where is the God who makes a way where there is no way? Where is the God who provides to the person who doesn't have it? Where is the God of miracles, the God of Abraham, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Isaac, the God of... Where is that God that preachers now have strokes? Where is that God? Where are all his miracles? Where is the God that split the Red Sea? Who can supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm reminding you before you take your seat. A man's life does not contain in the abundance of things that he possesses. What you have doesn't make you the dawn. Where you live doesn't make you anybody. What you eat doesn't make you anybody. I am humbly reminding you. I see some very lovely vehicles outside. I see it all Sundays. Every Sunday, I see nice vehicles. Mercedes, BMW, Nissan Patrols, Land Cruisers, Range Rovers, all kinds of cars, Toyotas, Nissans, and all that kind of thing. I am reminding you, a villa. Munti mi mama, samo. And I'm not saying a Yehuda from my own mind. I'm saying a Yehuda from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24. A Yehuda. I thank God you are celebrating your birthday. Look how beautiful you are in this white apparel. But if you are not here today, this lace will be useless. Yeah. Christo baby monsumun si si moho. Has a penny movie to send me man penny baba sla woof ye. Now I did in ansana wuhurum kukum. Now a draw so ne who graze ye go as a so. Nan so man penny baba sla. I want si si woofum. Say a good amen. Now may I ask you beautiful people, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Everybody that is joining us on Facebook, share the page and start, you know, some kind of gathering people together. I hear there are no watch parties now. And bring everybody on board and let us do all this to the glory of God. Say a good amen. Now, I will want to equate Father's Day, you know, get this particular concept to some of the very wonderful things. The whole Bible is the story between a father and his children. The whole Bible is between a father and his children. And so when you look at the relationship between God and the nation of Israel, it is between a God or a father and his children. Apart from that, you are going to go further and look at the relationship between all the patriarchs and the matriarchs that God worked with or had a very brilliant relationship with. If you look at Abraham, God called him his friend. If you look at Jeremiah, he was a weeping prophet that stood in the ground for the nation of Israel. But you know, when you look at Moses, God wanted to destroy the people of Israel, the Lord, you know, came as a consuming fire. Moses said, "These are your people." Then the Lord started a debate with Moses. He said, "No, they are rather your people. A father and his children." When you look at the relationship between the Father and Jesus Christ, Jesus never missed the opportunity, never at any time, by calling him Abba, Father. "Father, I do not pray because I do not believe, but because of the people that are standing here, Lazarus, come forth." And the Bible said, "And he that was dead came forth." "Father, I thank you." And then he blessed the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and everybody will eat. But he starts always with "Father." The other day, very interesting, you know, when he took bread and gave thanks, he lifted up his eyes unto the Father and gave thanks. This is what I'm talking about. It is a relationship between a father and a children. There is no doubt that Father's Day, is not popular like Mother's Day. It is not because the father gave the school fees to the mother and the child saw the school fees coming from the, it is not that. Women naturally have a better bonding with children than with men. It is natural. You can't do anything about it. Secondly, the place of fathers have been deteriorated or have been depleted or have been diminished or, you know, because of certain things. A father is like the pulpit. When the church gathers like this, we worship God and we honor God. In the Old Testament church, there were certain things that were in the place. We had the Holy of Holies, the holy place, and the outer court. It's the outer court where the priests and the Levites and the Gershonites and the Kohathites and the Merarites, that was where they were working from. In other words, they will build the altar, and on the altar is an unquenchable fire, and that is where all the sacrifices will come on the Sabbath day. And then the people will never enter the tabernacle. The people are all outside. That is the Old Testament church. The holy place are entered by certain people, but the Holy of Holies only by the high priest, and the high priest can only go into that place once in a year. If the high priest is entering into the Holy of Holies, Steve, what happens is that they put a chain, you know, on the high priest's leg. The tassels of the ephod or the robe has bells. Every high priest and every priest knows what I'm talking about. In the Judaistic settings in Israel, when the priest is walking, the bells are ringing. The priest is walking, the bells are ringing. And along the tassels of the ephod. And so by the time the man is serving in the house of God and working from the altar of God, there is something that happened. If the person has sinned against God in his mind, in his conscience, in his intentions, in his heart, in his spirit, that person will be slain by God. I'm telling you instantly. Me see, say Old Testament upon Dadano or Sumni bin Awaha and Kamadifui Fen. Me bishop way kafen. In the Holy of Holies, you know, when I speak like this, people like, "God is not like that." I've read it and I have seen it. Me I have seen, you know, a Roman father of Proyans who. God is love, God is kind, God is sweet, God is compassionate, God is generous, but God is a judge. You are refusing to get that also. You think that, you know, this is that side, but God has another side. I'm seriously telling you that. So if they don't hear the bells of the tassels ringing anymore, they pull the rope because they can't go there. The protocol and the order of the Old Testament was just amazing. It is in the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Lord is. And on the Ark of the Lord are two cherubim of glory of angels sitting on the Ark. And there is a place of the Ark where we call it the mercy seat. When we come to church, in the New Testament church, we all sit down after worship, after praise, and after sacrifices. There is an altar. And on the altar is a pulpit. I'm not talking about a lectern. I'm not talking about a podium. I'm not talking about a wood sitting there. There is a pulpit, the epicenter where God has placed his holy name. The epicenter. The people who come here cannot come here and hit their wives. The people. Push up the turn toward on the thing for the people who come here cannot come here, sleep with girls and still stand here. They can't. The people who come here cannot be, you know, drunkards and come and stand here. This is the epicenter where God has placed his name, his holy name. In other words, anybody that stands here becomes a direct representative of God walking in this place. And that is why. And here maybe on my suffering to me, and here maybe on my sempakenin to me, a dear be or defun to me, a dear be on my, you know, or sumafun to me, a dear be on my, or suffering to me, a dear be on my church, therefore, on to me, yeah. I dare be a heart on to me, yeah. In the First Peter chapter 2, verse number 9, the Bible says something. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Focus, a holy nation. You know, the Bible said you are a chosen generation. He has made it clear that you are priests. We are suffering. You are priest. I dare you are. Wouldn't you mean it? Fathers give life. So is the pulpit. The pulpit gives life. You have a ton of onions in the room. And that is why, you know, when people really come to the pulpit and they lack certain ability, you know, it is that it goes to the deficiency and to the detriment of a sorry banu awaba woti nyamiasaba. Yeah. Remember, you know, I'm a chance yes, I'm a tons and qua, kikensi, uno numini idea. It is a person now, wafaka ni numi and sabetanahan, one ebre. Until I'm say pastor, papa neko. So maybe a sofa and kameko alabasta. Me pasodia insrumi and ferime, me canocreture me. No kureno, a kimi, a pimme, a prame, me pe. Canocreture me. Catch them, me Jimmy. You maintain coming not to me for. Yamia some jumate, you know, tenetime, chilechime, and yen ya me de masofuninti, se sofono, and was so o tiamia, untimintiame. No. When son of him. I have many people like that. Me when I pan one more sorry wah, no kura na me catch the woman and jazz. They were into something. I rebuke them and then anyone me penisa. Me we me juma me new muja for. My ball coco, upejai, upejai, but mekai won pie boom. I cannot crash it. Say a good amen. Oh, say a good amen. The pulpit instructs, fathers instruct. So the pulpit is like a father. The fathers instruct, fathers they give instruction. And go, remember, fathers are like shepherds. They shepherd you with a rod of correction.
The pulpit corrects, fathers correct. Yeah. The pulpit loves and fathers loves. And don't think enemy who father only da. Something is wrong. The father's intimate person may call the other side need too much. You know, the pulpit loves. When we sit here, the pulpit is the express image of the love of God. It speaks of the love of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that everybody who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The pulpit is loving the soul. The pulpit is not pure. The pulpit is not going to stand here cursing people. Sensing, the pulpit, it builds. It building people. When you plan a tough them, now you're born on what sorry. When you plan a tossing, now you're born on what sorry. The pulpit is not for cursing. The pulpit is not for retaliation. And so are fathers. Fathers don't retaliate. Fathers don't fight. The Bible said the prodigal son, when he left home and went out and went to, you know, went to live a wasteful life. And when the father took a chair every day and was looking forward, if the son is coming back, the father didn't curse the son. Don't have the boldness in this modern day and come and stand on pulpit and mention as soon as you open it and curse them with this. This gives life. This one is not for cursing people. The pulpit does not curse. You know, when you are kasa or you are Tony, we are bonia, we are bonia, na man no milk crab, we are tough one, obedient and temosum. When you are me and temosum. So, pulpit is, and that's why at Forest and Bible Case, I always tell people, your children, don't joke with your children. Never say, never let any negative utterance come out of your mouth. You don't say things like that. You rather look at the child and say, me professor, me prophet, me doctor, Brahma means mouth. You know, you rather say this, you know, speak well! Speak well. The pulpit, that is what it does. It gives life. The pulpit is for order, and fathers are for order. When a father is in the house, there must be order. Manka said there should not be flexibility and joy. No, there should be order. Oh, Papa. And here maybe on my sometimes when I'm traveling out of the country, I get to the airport and I look at children misbehaving, and their parents cannot tame them. Can't control them. A little boy looked at the mother the other day and said, you were a stupid woman at the airport. At the airport, I'm just sitting looking at them. The pulpit is like a father. The pulpit is a place of discipline. And so are fathers. The real mother can't say, it's part of Minyan started message. This is all preamble, prologue, introduction. You know. The pulpit is a place of responsibility, and so are fathers. Fathers are responsible people. What responsibility is? Two words: ability and response. So responsibility is your ability to respond positively to a duty or to a cause or a charge. So are fathers. The person that comes to the pulpit, you know, doesn't just wake up and come and start speaking nonsense. The person that comes to the pulpit must, one, number one, be a born-again Christian. Number two, filled with the Holy Spirit. Number three, be a studious, a student of the word. A student. The pulpit is not a place for nonsense. So when it comes to something like soteriology, the doctrine of salvation. The pulpit is going to do, you know, the most refined soteriology, not talking nonsense all over the place. And even you are a tizamokika and we prayer and we hear that because they say, you know, the Lord needs the soul at all cost. Okay, now why you run? And we hear that. Yama metena ankan samwa ebe pamuni pa ebra ye chini pa. Oh, you didn't get what I said. When sanu from akira ira asafonu sorry, let the church wake up because souls are perishing. And if souls is not our focus, then what is our focus? This is why when we come to church, we cannot have as soon as sitting in the group or maintaining in the group, No, the church is not that. The house of God is not a place, you know, for people to become factions and sects and groupings. The house of God is not for that. The house of God is not a place where people will come and fight each other. No, the house of God is a place of responsibility. I am responsible for my faith. The pulpit is doing that job. The pulpit is doing that job. A place of responsibility. So the preacher sits down, studies very well. Because the people that are sitting here, most of you are even more wiser than the preacher. Yeah, and so he will have to sit down and make sure that every utterance that comes out of my mouth, it's an utterance inspired by the Holy Spirit and it's coming to edify God's people.
Oh, my name is Abrafun Antiasiose. That's why I'm a Kayan and I went to Asia. Hallelujah. Now let me finish up like this. If all that I said are concerning fathers, why are fathers not celebrated? Senya sofo kura na di omo be ji mo my spiritual father, my spiritual father, and ka Father's Day a good dada, a good dada, because a janu mebre ya bro ubenya father oni ne babeda onu ani ne bo father no ani ne beda your father for the true. Rebecca can somewhere be dropped. I'm talking to you. Your father for a father. The Bible said a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. A good man school fee. Tension has started. Between, I can feel the tension coming up. It just rose up suddenly. There are people preaching who don't even know what their children eat. You are more than an unbeliever. You are more than an unbeliever. So far, who name near woman be? Michelle said, yes, of my be too much. Many women of God, wives of the preachers, bleeding. Because you have a preacher who don't care. They are busily preaching, and yet their lifestyle are like idol worshippers. Yeah, well, oh, you can clap your hands, maybe I can somehow be glad. Pastor Steve, you are not only a husband. Your wife will look at you and all the qualities I said about fathers and see that in you. And so when you say, at a point, she will call you daddy. Not because you are daddy, but because you bear all the fruits that I talked about. Yeah. Wunu mi afra me papa na wunu kunu afra ne yawo bra yawo There are fathers who will never take care of children. They only appear when you are going to marry.
They appear.
Obejinsa.
Your fathers. Serious.
Obejinsa. Retutun in Tuma. Ohena se nipana ye nipakesiye. Aye kosiya sapombi. Waena na ya akunedubi.
What you do?
Who would teach this for a celebrity? No, a penny person, Uncle Pammy Banacho, Mammy.
Because,
well, who said, in Yanam Abaho? I was so virginity. One day we were having a wedding in this church. The father of the bride marched the bride into the house. And then suddenly I asked the question, who is giving the hand of this beautiful woman to marry or in marriage to that person? And then the father of the bride, we saw marching the lady in, stood up. I'm talking about this building. Stood up.
Then
another man also in the place stood up. Let's welcome Reverend Felix Ofosubua into that. Accra, happy birthday to you. Welcome to the house. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, let's build up on, you know, a few things. Hallelujah.
Two people
have stood up in a wedding. The laws of Ghana says if anybody raises an objection, the preacher, who is a marriage officer, should hold on and investigate the objection. So I stop the wedding and I'm asking in front of everybody, who are you? He says, I'm the father of this girl. And I'm asking the father of the bride that brought the bride in. I said, who are you? He said, I'm the father of this girl. I'm a teacher. Enne, beyenne.
Then I'm asking, who's who your father? Who's who your father? Dear, we were actually one. You want the bride and the bride. I said, me na me wabo free. When she said, me na me shabo free. Now we talking. Now we talking. You want more war? Bua topa.
You want more? I tell you. A woman is sure I'm going to get him. Any woman is where he is. Any woman is where he is. Woman, I'm going to get him. Woman is where he is. Or your Jack. Or your father. Or your father. Or your father. And you're here. And you're father. And you're here. And you're father. Or your father. When you read Exodus chapter number 20, verse number 12, the Bible said, honor your father and your mother that the days, your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This morning in our morning devotion, they read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 16 in our morning devotion, you know, and it's the same thing. Honor thy father and thy mother as, you know, as the Lord thy God had commanded. It is a command. It is a command that thy days may be prolonged, that it may go well with thee in the land the Lord your God giveth thee. So it is not only thy days may be prolonged, that also it may go well. It may go well. An elderly woman came into this place, was speaking to me the other day, and said to me, my father raped me. And I'm saying, father, saying, stepfather, I said, no, my biological father raped me. There are stories like that. There are stories like that. But I could buy Peace FM the other day. He was an awesome, I see me and my woman, and I'm saying, my dear, and I'm saying, yeah, what? And then I could see it, and come to be man, and then I could see it. There are men and there are fathers. There are men and there are fathers. A father is the person that takes care of his responsibility. Yeah. Father, him said, he a crook.
Father, nim said ye chichi adie ho. Father, timin tena obi fie 40 years. I bet I won't pass. I say, Father, be anywhere we be sadie no. Father, be anywhere. Me say, Father, be anywhere. Father, be anywhere.
You are who hold the kutoje. Ben kunim kruma. Yamoni yema. Ubebanu esi ho. Baby, you know, and the person said, "If it's a more banker, do you have a bank that we can put there?" You know, the person was telling me, "Me just scared the ewu." I say, "Tell us how many magbu e okay banki." Inshiri ma bede. What will they do?
This is why I weep for this nation. Me shit decisions are you making now in Chirima Bebre. I'm serious.
No crank it and get it say, oh, cow, be ambass, oh, cow.
She loans for a year. Me shit agreements I wo. Ye oil ye a year to ye. Me shit the abawa me ye wa. A yahoo.
Me a swako, cool, bottom near the akugu baby. That will be any chocolate to have a tomahawk.
We had dream fee. I'm with you two galam say. Your bra woman say, I'm with you two a sitam.
Emmanuel or say the police officer that or say, do you want it?
Oh, yeah.
Men young fumsua or say, and young fumsua. And young fumsua, one way J contract, no. Oh, more. And you're on phone, so I would hear your 120 a week. Allowance in your 120 a week, or say, dear, woman, I mean, dear, wouldn't you know a business for money?
Now, you're treating me near matter, say, a janum. Say,
Kakwasi, then go to you, man. A two I syndicate, you have a two by a chair, a two be in a truck. You run it to on national security for impounding to on.
Why in a crabaha? Fathers are responsible. Fathers are responsible.
We share the irresponsibility of the things I know. I know.
There is no fatherhood.
Today, let me use the opportunity and pay a glowing tribute to my own biological father, who will be buried on the 18th of September, who is now in the morgue right now, and say that I am the 11th born out of 11 children. My father paid the price for every one of us to go to school. My father denied himself of pleasure so that all 11 children will have a fair opportunity. Yeah. Fair opportunity. Today, I'm using the opportunity to tell you, forgive your father. Go and look for your father. Your father will never say sorry because most of them don't know how to say it. Sorry, oh papa, bebre papa no munke bi nchira o ma meda. Obesu.
Sana motie. Obesu, o ma mi su. Ofa firi mi so, besu. Ade, besu su. Iti fathers in ebi nsu ni. Enye me ngwa se nipa ye tuyate. Omo sorry shepe ni mwen nim di dinatem and all that. It is because of what they are observing. Our children are observing us. They are learning by observation and not by what we are telling them. They are learning how I treat my wife, my children will do same. They will never do it otherwise. So if I smoke and I tell Asida, I don't smoke. Asida will also look at Nebenim and when I'm done smoke, and when I'm done smoke, and when I'm done smoke. Fathers are examples. The father,
where you have swore.
Ni many dia ni yam sheshe no. E di na mo fray di sa abri sa na se se ya sa di enanum enanum ya enanum yam sheshe wo. Abo frani pi your mai e jaden tuma be katani tiada. Ne nani nam ye bra de fam bebre me ye bra de fam ebe de na Father's Day ingu. Better than I will close with this. A yirini kunu aware na oma wo foforo na abofra no omuni baby school tin abofra nda wo munche be wonu sa abofra no da wo ntema wo nyine no you know afa ya jande se ya fa abofra tonche ha Diana Junani Mebe anyema abofra ya shout so so first week papa nkawe second week wangawe third week fourth week was what abofra we are me papa when this woman we papa abofra fathers we be hunu say when the father I have seen in London in a hospital, a father is about to die and he calls all his children and blesses them and prays for them. Father nyi nyi mu. No, father nyi emofra otisensei enyepe. There are children, some are very fast learners, some are intermediary learners, some are slow learners. Oftentimes the slow learners will excel even than the fast learners. Oftentimes. We hear one more, I hear Google, Facebook, no many idea. Women are not born with school. And then they rise. Most of them, people are near the first one, me school. Most of them died in someone's prison. One of them who lives just, you know, by not condition, he died at a very tender age. Very tender age. That is my kind of friend. You know, I am trying to tell you, Father, and let me say this. Aseda is my son. If Aseda misbehave, he is still my son. If Aseda excels, he is still my son. If Aseda becomes a weed smoker, he is still my son. If Aseda is a murderer, he is still my son. If Aseda is a, I am not going to say Aseda is a murderanti. Mapono onyameba. Medemano nekaye, but by blood, he is still my son. This is why I am saying, unyame ompo, menfao bonia waye. You are still the child of God. It doesn't matter what you have done. This morning, I call you to rededication and to rededicate your life to your father. Your father is calling you back home because no matter who you are and what you have done, you are still a son and a daughter. And that is what I am telling the children before I conclude on the fathers. We want to honor you. Allow us to honor you. Fathers don't cross boundaries. When Ansuma was a baby, I used to feed her. I used to change her diapers. When I come back from our service, I put her on my chest until she will sleep. That doesn't mean that now Ansuma is 21 years old. This past week, now, that doesn't mean I can change her panties and there are boundaries. Fathers, remain in the boundaries. Remain in the boundaries. A father can say, hey, me better try, I can see a pal. No. Boom. Me see it here. Me see it here. I wish your father was here. I wish my father was here. And when a jani bunehua, yensu ye buno. Na wa ye shira. utifie mo kwa no ehira mo awade a wo kwa ebesi wiye. The father doesn't say, you know, acrimonious curses. Madomel saying, Madomeme. Uba kwa kura wande beshe wanwe diane. Wande be two true mubin. Udomeme saying, Mini will see you for. Mini will see. Mina mi besi you. Udomeme saying, I'm telling all fathers. Because actually now we're in the end. No! You are going to learn to love people irrespective, regardless. You can clap your hands for that.
Wuni obinye mu aje. Wuni obinye mu aje. Ade. Mu amanyenye mu amonye no. Munkoje. Yeah, munkonkoje.
Because you are a father in the making. Take care of your business. Nkebeyefe, so obeyinyi. We can take the child and sometimes go out. Teach the child. This is how life is. Decision ya wu meki. This is how it ends up. Every action has repercussions or consequence. It is a father's job to do these things. I'm a shenye ma bibreya koso. Omwedi tuobo was saying it is all because of irresponsible fathers. Ubiye niwa obeye arm robber. Ebra ne papa ye responsible. The father will create the atmosphere and the enabling environment for you.
Usuma abasu onko to wi mra obetwi bi. Tenya me nwanwa se daachi obetam tu. Usuma abofra no so onton samre wo. Wode nam kwa so a obenum bi. Tidia wode chida no ene ebeka ho. Obi oha bitimi ho fathers. We chichiri wi be se mensei.
Father ne twia na ne banetia. 22 years or the man on the band and such no the my father. A year pass.
I have few fathers I know, you know, con woman mess I will feel oh beautiful. Fathers be also the no memuna.
Oh at the end Benny. But Jimmy Brana Tramo.
Abofren yini bedru baby anu aye wa damfo. Onye wo baby you. Waye wa damfo. Nini nkasate sa damfo. Fathers can take their children and say, sit in this car today. I will teach you how to drive. Now the neko drive it. And just so, you know, or drive it far. Or say, chuka. Yeah, you're doing well. I didn't know you were a good driver like this. You know. What in the banana tracker? We see chifa. It's a new chinawari. Huh? I'm a chinawari. Who knows that? We would have been driving here by force. Wouldn't me up ever before. Father's been crying now, baby. Father's been here. I will tread on dangerous grounds this morning a little bit and talk to our spiritual fatherhood, you know, because gradually we are also becoming fathers to people who look up to us in ministry. The fact that people give us honorarium envelopes and seed doesn't make them good sons. Yeah. Because fatherhood is not about seeds. I said fathers give life. Fathers instruct. Fathers impact. Fathers, you know, give direction. Fathers are responsible. Fathers do all these lovely stuff. They bring order. They bring discipline. Niamikikaye na manka seed. Seed is just an additional compliment that comes later. Obiju obiyere no the seed breath father into unteminka. The fatherhood no emphasis will be any subi.
e wo se mitimi tiaw na metenew na me bompa yi shira. I should be able to do that.
And so let's say that I am maltreating my wife, for example, and I'm giving big seat to my father. I have denied him an opportunity to rebuke me concerning my wife. And fathers cannot discipline us. The moment I saw Tiana Pe, or so when you're my father, be you, where you're my father. Because where the uncas are some, where is where Jana, you ain't, you know, ask it. Now, I know tension, this is dangerous, but I have to say it. Fathers give life, fathers instruct, fathers impact. This is why when people are fathered well, they can buy cars, they can build houses, and said, today I'm honoring my father. The Bible said in Malachi chapter 1, from verse number 6, a son honored his father, and a slave honored his master. If I be a father, then where is my honor? That means that fatherhood goes with honor. Honor is the highest seed any man can sow. Honor, not money. Honor is the highest seed that any man can sow. May the Lord bless you and grant us fathers that are Christ-like, fathers that are God-like, fathers that looks like the Messiah, fathers that are selfless, fathers that wants you to have the best, and fathers that are transforming the world. May the Lord bless you. Clap your hands onto the stand to your feet. Hallelujah. As I finish off, I want us to rededicate our lives to the Lord, and then we will pray for all fathers. We're going to pray for all fathers, asking the mercies and the grace of God for their lives. Say amen. Amen. Our two hands are lifted. Two hands. Before we sing the national anthem and pray for this nation, I will want us to pray for fathers, pray for ourselves. Can you open your mouth and rededicate your life to the Lord? Mama, let my life be an example. May I be a portrait of responsibility, a portrait of instruction. I want to be that. Hallelujah. Can you pray for your father or any father figure in your life and all fathers from around the globe? Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's speak to our Father. Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my life, come on. Lord, my life. Let me run the race of. And let the peace of God, Father of life, draw me close, Father of life. Lord, my life is set on you, Lord. My life is set on you. Let me run the race. Hey. And let the peace of oh Lord, I hunger for you. Oh. Hey! For more. Rise up, rise. Oh, saturate my soul and let the light. For God, fill me now, fill me now. Let your healing power revive, revive, and make me whole. And let them be. Sing with your voice, Lord, I hunger for you. Oh, Lord, I hunger for more. Love you, rise up within me, right? Oh, Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me now, fill me now. Let your healing limpa revive and let the peace of God. As we bring fathers before your throne, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring our president, Ananda Dankwa Akufo-Addo. We see him as a father of this nation. And therefore we ask on Father's Day, as a point of contact, we use it to pray for all fathers. May life come out of fathers. May responsibility come out of fathers. May instruction, direction, structure, order, discipline, wisdom, let it come out of fathers. Let eternal life emanate in the spaces of fathers. Let fathers be examples to raise a nation, to raise a child, to raise a family, in the name of Jesus. Guys, let's use the opportunity to pray and intercede for our country. All is not well with our country. Anybody who tells you all is well has lied to you. Let us be real to ourselves. Apart from praying, to wake up to responsibilities, and the grace of God will help us. Stretch your right hand on the national flag on the altar. And Father, when we finish singing the national anthem, may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts concerning this nation be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, our strength and redeemer, we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Play the national anthem for us. Your right hand is on your chest. Stretch your hands on the flag on the altar and pray for this country. We need the help and the grace of God. And Father, even as your people are praying, I am making a plea. I'm asking for mercy for all the innocent blood that have stained our flag. that are stained this nation, that are stained the integrity of this country. Oh, mercy, Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy to all decisions that have been detrimental to the integrity and to the sovereignty of this nation. Have mercy. Adeshemite say, fire chance and quas resre. Unu ye mabo said ye wadoye tiye. Rektaye said ye wunu mabro tiye. Yeni padudu agu street is so torn ye ma. Mi dima fwey. Unu ame mabo. They are too rich to be begging. Too blessed.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.